GOB83, Brave Kiwis. I remember the first time I visited my parents after they emigrated to New Zealand. As we started our descent into Auckland, the pilot came on and, as part of his introduction to God's Own Country, said, "Welcome to New Zealand, a country with a population of 46 million, 43 million of whom are sheep." As a recent BBC TV documentary amply showcased, New Zealand has a unique fauna due to its separation from Gondwana land millions of years before mammals appeared on the planet. For the most part, the ecological niche occupied by them elsewhere are or were occupied by birds instead. Before man turned up 7 or 8 centuries ago, the world's biggest birds, 14 species of moa, roamed the land and were preyed upon by the New Zealand eagle, the world's largest ever raptor, more like the size of a small aircraft than a bird. Even though man wiped out moas, letting the eagles starve, New Zealand still has many unique birds and a range of unique invertebrates, fish, amphibians and reptiles, including the sole representative of a complete animal order, the tuatara, a mini dinosaur. Bats made it by themselves, but man has accidentally or deliberately introduced many mammals and other species, many of which have caused the extinction of native bird species. Almost all the others are under threat. There are more brush-tailed possums in New Zealand than in their native Australia. The good old British hedgehog thrives there better than it does here, and is free of fleas apparently lost on the voyage from Blighty. Both outcompete native birds and prey upon their eggs and young. The worst pest of all are mustelids. Stoats are the bane of birds everywhere. Rats, mice, cats, hares, goats, feral pigs and deer abound as well. Each seem to threaten some poor local. For example, one species of bird, the kakapo, eats fruits from the rimu, the shoots of certain shrubs and the seeds of manuka wood and leatherwood. Now these are so well browsed by deer that there's no food for these flightless parrots. Ground nesting kias are pushed further and further back into fjordland as stoats find their nests and eat the young. The response has been some of the best conservation projects in the world. For decades, the kiwis have been eradicating rats and other predators from offshore islands and even some in the middle of large lakes, culling goats, killing pigs and deer. Left to their own devices, remnant populations of some stunning birds like saddlebacks, kiwis, stitchbirds, and even kokoko and kakapo have thrived. These successes led to a more ambitious scheme whereby birds were reintroduced to other islands that were predator-free and competitor-free, such as the wonderful Tiritiri Matangi in the Hauraki Gulf. The next brave step was to establish mainland islands, where areas of forests where predators and other invasives are constantly kept at bay and rare breeders like kiwis are monitored. But here's the thing, a lesson for the whole world, surely. Their Prime Minister recently announced a 30-year programme to eliminate all the invasive mammals from New Zealand. This will be done by using a poison that only affects mammals, using baits that will be ignored by ruminants, those 43 million sheep, etc., and harmless to birds and reptiles. Every part of the country will eliminate the problem species. This is done in the face of some scary opposition. Not just the cat owners, the Prime Minister is one himself and emphasises that indoor cats will be safe, but the hunting lobby. They want to keep the deer and wild boar for sport. This is not a timid lobby. A scheme to cull deer undertaken in a national park saw the warden's hut and car torched. Such courage shames UK ministers who issue buzzard-killing licences and fail to prosecute grouse moor owners where hen harriers are shot.